On the way, what we know about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively's new addition to their family, an adorable one. We'll get to that in a second. First, Jennifer Aniston didn't only break Instagram when she joined this week. She also broke a world record.
Oh, okay.
She got 1 million followers in just 5 hours and 16 minutes, which is faster than anyone has ever done it, according to Guinness World Records. The previous record was held by, who do you think, if you had to guess?
Bieber,
Selena Gomez, or Kim Kardashian.
Previous record was held by Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, actually.
It's always the one that kind of wait for their, to make their big Instagram debut.
Well, it happened later on with the development of Instagram, because in the beginning, there weren't as many people on the platform in the first place. So it's people who started later, got a late start, basically. So last time I checked, Jennifer Aniston already had 11.4 million followers.
That's not fair.
And ex-bachelorette, Caitlin Bristow, she commented on Jennifer's first post saying, "Are you and Ross still together?" And Jennifer Aniston replied by saying, "Well, we're on a break right now." And fans loved that. They were all like, "She finally admitted they were on a break." All right, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively managed to give birth and keep it a secret for months, which is so impressive in Hollywood. And they just shared the first photo of their baby girl on Instagram as well. But they hid her face from the camera. They have like a drawn-on smiley face. That's such a Ryan Reynolds thing to do. They hadn't shared anything about the birth of the baby, not a name, a birth date, a gender, nothing, until this faceless photo of the two of them looking super adorable and so in love. And we learned that it is a baby girl, so they've got three girls now at home. And the photo was taken in British Columbia, and Ryan said he loves it there and that he wants his daughters to experience the same natural playground that he grew up in, because as we know, he's Canadian. And he also used it as an opportunity to encourage everyone to vote. On Monday, he said, "On October 21st, the candidate you vote for will shape climate policy. I'm proud of the climate progress made the last 4 years." So that's kind of an endorsement a little bit of a particular candidate, right?
Yeah, and we saw the same thing from Obama yesterday. He tweeted as well his support for a certain party, which shall remain
nameless.
We're
not naming them next. It's pretty obvious. Don't we all know who he's talking about?
It's true. So, anyway, we'll see if we eventually get to learn what the baby's name is.
I really admire Ryan Reynolds as an actor and as an activist, because he sort of is able to toe the line between the U.S. and the Hollywood thing, but also able to come back to Canada and reinstill his pride and just be, and just advocate for
it feels like he spends more time here than he does in Hollywood, actually.
Yeah.
Which is rare for somebody of his stardom.
Even that photo, they were just in the woods. Like, he likes to be grounded, for sure.
Cool. Most people would have sold out a long time ago.
All right, so a doctor decided that scientifically, one celebrity has the most physically perfect face, that she's the most beautiful person in the world. And one Beat artist fans are not happy. They just don't see it. And they're actually calling him out for it as well. We're going to get to that coming up with your biz this morning at 7:30. Right now, 6:32. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And we've got your chance to take Sam down with Are You Smarter Than Sam coming up.
It's a chance.
Yeah.
It's a small chance.
It's time for him to go down. All right. We're 6 minutes away from another round of it. Sam Smith lined up and Alicia Keys up first with Fallen on the Beat.